We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Obligation to call out hate when we see it. Call out white supremacy when we see it. Make sure the cat and her legacy lives on, and we use this opportunity in the city of good neighbors to do good and to truly change the world. But to change the world by calling out that hate and making sure that we start in our community coming together and change our nation and make sure that that hate doesn't go unchecked any longer. Make sure that white supremacy doesn't go unchecked any longer and that we make our community and our nation a better place. That's what Kat Massey would like. That's what she would want. And so as we remember her and we recognize her legacy, and we recognize her smile and her love and her perpetual warmth. We recognize that her campaign against gun violence, not just on a local level, but on a national level. We recognize her as an artist, as a writer, as a leader in our community, in the Buffalo Challenger and the Buffalo Criterion. We recognize her work coming together with Betty Jean Grant and Dr. Eva Doyle to found We Are Women Warriors. We recognize her work and the legacy of goodness and love that she leaves behind. We recognize her family. We want her family to know that we are here with you, that we love you, that we honor your family. We grieve with you as a community. Our deepest condolences and sympathies are with you, and we look forward to carrying on the great Catherine Kat Massey's legacy well into the future. As long as God gives me lungs to breathe this air, I can promise you her legacy will live on in the work that I do, and I know that you'll all be here with me making sure that happens. Thank you. God bless you all.
Gathered, to my colleagues in government, but most importantly, to Kat and to the family and friends that have gathered together this afternoon in her honor. I am your City of Buffalo Controller, Barbara Miller Williams, and I bring you greetings from our hearts. I bring you greetings not with scripted words, but I'm putting these aside because today it's about Kat, and I have to share with you what I think she would want me to do. And to do it in the way that throughout the years she always told me, to be calm, to be collected, but make sure you speak the truth. We are here, and I can feel her presence. She would want us to not to let her life be in vain, to make sure that when the cameras are gone, when the publicity stops, when the money stops flowing, when everybody goes home, that we don't forget about her life and legacy of service to the community. She showed us how to take care of the Fruit Belt community. She showed us how to extend throughout the city of Buffalo without all the fame and the fortune. In her quiet, strong, and powerful presence, she took care of business in the community. We need to do the same thing. Without chance and circumstance, we must ensure that her legacy lives on, not only in her life, but to all those who fell victim to the horrible tragedy. Let us stay together as a community citywide. Let us make sure that our community continues to remember Pat, and that we move forward and we move together in unity, and that we make things better. Whether it's planting a tree or pulling together a community or a community event, we have to do that, and we have to do it in honor of Pat, and we have to do it in a way, as I said, without a lot of pomp and circumstance. Let's stay together. Let this not just be a one day, a one week, a one month affair. This is our time to make sure that hate does not win, that love supersedes all. Thank you all for being here for Kate. She's here with us. She's here with us. And we need to make sure that her legacy lives on.
That's right.
Amen.
Last is we're going to represent those of you from the Fruit Belt neighborhood. Would you please stand? As you stay standing, this young lady is going to come and have a few words, and soon after, we're going to start our service. Amen. Thank these officers for being so obedient to what the family has asked. Let's bless them. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Good afternoon, church. Good afternoon to the leadership of this great church. My name is L. Verna Gibney, and I come to share just a couple of things, reflections that I give to the family. I've already given a copy to the church for their history. Reflections of Catherine Cat Massey, our community activist. Today, we of the Fruit Belt neighborhood endeavor to acknowledge the good work of Catherine Massey, our community activist. Cat resided in the city on Cherry Street, which is still part of the Fruit Belt with the expressway driving in between the Fruit Belt and her house. I'm not going to enumerate all the good works that she's done because many of it has been acknowledged. But our Catherine, our community activist, a warrior, a woman warrior, crossed over to be with our ancestors. Cat is not gone, but elevated to a higher level, leaving a legacy of good work that will continue through the lives of her contemporaries, young men and women, lives that she has touched and motivated. The stewardship task will go on. As stated in Matthew 25:23, Catherine's Lord said to her as she crossed over, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you the ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Our warrior has fought the good fight. Sister Kat, you have finished the race. Kat, you have kept the faith. We warriors have the mantle now. It's time for justice. Justice for the 10 who transitioned with her on Friday, May 13, 2022, including the families in this beloved community. Justice is the only acceptable outcome. No justice, no peace. Say it again, no justice, no peace. So be it. We have included a list of some of the organizations of the Fruit Belt who have been struggling and working with Catherine. Fruit Belt Homeowner and Tenant Council, the oldest organization in the Fruit Belt. Fruit Belt Advisory Council, Fruit Belt Community Land Trust, Fruit Belt Coalition, Fruit Belt United, that's right, Fruit Belt United, Fruit Belt Friendly Block Club, It Takes a Village, the Fruit Belt McCarley Gardens Housing Task Force, Buffalo Federation of Neighborhood Centers, and Team Challenge. Submitted on this 23rd day of May in the year of our Lord 2022, in peace, love, and blessing, L. Vernon Gidney, the president, which is myself, of the Fruit Belt Land Trust. Thank you for the opportunity to share today. Thank you.
At this time, we are asking the family, if you would come now, for final viewing. I need to let me say why this family is grieving. Everyone behind this immediate family, I am sorry you will not be able to come up. I beg you to be obedient that we give this family this time to view their loved one. Please be obedient. I know we all want to show our care, but as of right now, it's tough enough on them. So I'm asking everybody behind this immediate family, please take a seat and allow this family to share their loved one with the rest of their family. Amen.
reaches me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches me. You are my hope, hope like me. It's in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. God, you lift me up.
prepare for this. We're going to ask Elder Emmanuel Larry Wiggins, he will come, and he's going to read the Old and New Testament after I pray. And I want us to pray with this family as I pray. Amen. Father, we come now and we say thank you. First of all, we thank you for being God and God by yourself. We thank you for having all power. And we thank you for showing up in this room today. We thank you because you're holy. We thank you because not only are you holy, but you're merciful. Lord, we thank you and ask you to be who you are. But while you're being who you are, I ask that you would comfort this family. Put a hedge around them like no other. Give them strength like no other. There's an empty void in their life, not just physically, but spiritually, that no man, no woman, no child, boy, or girl can replace. Cat was one of a kind, designed by the best. And so, Father, we thank you for the time, the 72 years or so that we spent with her. We thank you for what you have, ingredients that you have put in her. We thank you for her love, her beauty, her kindness. We thank you for her work ethic. We thank you for her being a soldier on the battlefield for the Lord. We thank you for her being a soldier in the community for those people who could not speak for themselves, but her still voice spoke for us anyhow. We thank you for the drive. We thank you for the vigor. We thank you for the promise that you left in her, the work that she did, not just with her community, but even with her family. Lord, we thank you. And we don't mean to be selfish because we miss her. We don't mean to be selfish. So we thank you for the time we have spent. But where we sit, Lord, we need you like never before. Touch us in an awesome and mighty way. Touch us that the people who came don't leave like they came. Bless her that from this day forward, absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. And when the gates swing open, she'll step right on in. She'll see her mother, her father, her brothers. When the gates swing open, she'll be careful and mindful to remind them of us that we still need you like never before. Lord, I could not understand why you would take the best. But now I understand. Because heaven can't stand for mess. You came and got the best. And so, Father, we're grateful that she's no longer on this side struggling with the violence and struggling with racism and struggling with prejudice and struggling to keep doors locked, struggling just to eat, struggling with financial bills, struggling with sickness. Lord, we thank you that she don't have no more pain, no more sorrow. Her work down here is done. And so we hear you say what she heard you best. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Let every heart say amen. And thank God. Real fast, there's a car blocking a driveway, license KDW1114. That's KDW1114. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. To the anointing that's in this house, to to Pastor Bostic, and especially the family, the Massey family. I will read the scripture right after I just talk a little bit about the Massey family, because I grew up with them on Cherry Street. Me and Warren used to be like this. Kat and my sister Martha used to be like this. And as Warren and I was talking the other day about how much fun we used to have as kids. And it's sad to say, but I would hate to be a kid in these days. Because the things that they're facing, we didn't have to face. We knew and we understood love and respect. And unfortunately, we're living in a time where there is no respect for life. And many times people don't even know what the word respect means. And that's to consider of high regard. And this lady that's laid before me, oh my God. One thing, as I was with the family, I found out that Catherine left everything in writing. They didn't have to think about what color casket to get. They didn't have to think about who was going to funeralize her. She put it all on paper. She was prepared. And we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we better be prepared. And so it's so important that we follow Catherine's lead to make sure our family knows our wishes. And whenever I get a chance to talk to people, I always let them know it's so important to have a healthcare proxy. Someone that will speak for you when you can't speak for yourself. It's so important that we have family that understand, praise God, what we're going through. Now, if you go down Cherry Street, you will see her handiwork. I'll be reading the new and the old. The old comes from Psalm 23, a very familiar scripture. And it reads on this wise, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For God is with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Gospel of John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That in my Father's house there's many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye shall be also. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know where you are going and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except
by me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and receiving of his word.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Father, it is once again, Lord, that we stand in the need of prayer. Lord, none of us thought a few days ago that we would be in this place doing this at this hour. And Lord, this family has had to deal with the unexpected terror of losing a loved one. This community has experienced one of the greatest atrocities against humanity, where hate tried to prevail. But Lord, I'm grateful on this afternoon because you declared in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So Heavenly Father, we lean and depend upon you right now in this hour, God, to bring comfort to this family, to bring comfort to this community, to bring comfort to this city. So Heavenly Father, in the midst of tears, in the midst of trial and struggle, we still can declare that you are a faithful God, and that God, you are still good. Even with tears in our eyes, God, we can declare that what the devil meant for evil, God, you shall turn it for our good. So Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we declare in this place that love shall prevail, that love shall win, God, and that, God, we know that you declared in your word you would not leave us comfortless, God. So Heavenly Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you would touch this family, that, God, you would give them comfort that surpasses all understanding, God. That Heavenly Father, in the days and weeks to come, as tears run down their face, God, that, God, they'll remember that you said you would keep them, God. God, you would keep this community in a way, God, that would bring glory to your name, God. And, God, we come to cast notice to the enemy that we shall not bow, we shall not be moved, and we shall not turn from honoring you, God. So, God, in the memory of Sister Master, we pray now, God, that someone would pick up the mantle of advocacy, God. Someone would pick up the mantle, God, of community service. Someone would pick up the mantle of love and unity so that you might be glorified in this city, God. God, touch the east side of Buffalo right now, from Cherry Street to Jefferson, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this city. Give us comfort, God, in the midst of struggle. Give us comfort. Wipe away tears in the midst of struggle. But most of all, God, make us better because of the work. Make us better because of the hate. Make us better. Let us bind and come together in unity so that your name might be glorified. Dear Lord, we bless you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
God bless. Right now, we're asking Sister Tiffany, I hope I say this, Embry. Is she here? She will come with a musical selection. Amen.
Imagine what it would be like. light when I walk by your side. I can only imagine, yeah, what my eyes would see when your face is before me. Presence to my knees, will I fall?
At this time, we're going to ask the mayor of the city of Buffalo, he shall come at this time and speak to us, to this family. Amen.
As mayor of Buffalo, on behalf of the more than 278,000 residents of our community, I want to express my deepest and most heartfelt condolences on behalf of our community to the family of Cat Massey. I also want to recognize the pastors in the pulpit that are leading us in this celebration of Cat's life. I want to recognize host pastor Frank Bostic. The pastor who will officiate, Pastor Alan Core. Reverend Timothy Brown, the president of the Baptist Ministers Alliance. And Reverend Wiggins, who is a lifelong friend of the Massey family. And last but not least, I want to recognize and thank the Reverend Dr. Benjamin Chavis, the former National Executive Director of the NAACP, the former director of the Million Man March, and the current president of the National Newspaper Publishers Alliance, for being here to mourn with us and celebrate a life well lived. Cat Massey was a strong, proud black woman. She was proficient in her history and her culture, and a lover of all people. Cat Massey was a constant presence in our community. She was a warm and welcoming spirit and had a beautiful and brilliant smile that could light up the atmosphere, cut through every conflict, and warm your heart. We all should have the kind of energy and stamina that Cat Massey had. Any meeting to improve and uplift the community, to make Cherry Street, to make the Fruit Belt, to make the East Side, to make Buffalo a better place, Cat Massey was there. She was called the mayor of Cherry Street. But more than that, she was like a governor. And more than that, she was a queen mother of this community. She was a leader leading with warmth and intelligence and the power of her pen. We listened to her. We loved her. And we will miss her. Yes, our hearts are broken today, and there are tears in our eyes. But God never makes a mistake. There is a higher purpose for this pain. And Buffalo, New York, is in the eyes of the nation and the eyes of the world. On behalf of Cat Massey and all those precious lives we lost in this hateful attack, we will build better, we will build stronger, and we will show the world that there is no place for evil like this. There is no place for hate like this. We owe it to the life and legacy of Cat Massey. Cat, rest in power, rest in peace.
Amen. God bless. Right now, we're going to ask our guest, Buffalo, if we can greet him. That's the Reverend Dr. Benjamin Chavis.
Our mayor so beautifully introduced him already, which makes my job easier. Come on, let's just give him a warm, brotherly neighbor. Welcome to our city. God bless you.
Thank you.
Let the church say amen. This is another day that the Lord has made. And we're here to celebrate the life of a freedom-fighting sister. We're here to celebrate the life of a courageous black woman. We're here to celebrate the life of the massive family that continues even after this tragedy. To Reverend Bostick and to all of the pulpit associates, to the eulogists, and to the Honorable Mayor Brown. I come today on behalf of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. We represent 230 African-American-owned newspapers all over America, including two here in Buffalo, the Buffalo Challenger and the Buffalo Criterion. This year marks the 195th year of the black press in America. And during the last 195 years, we suffered many tragedies, many attacks. Some of our newspapers were dynamited. Some of them were firebombed. Some of our publishers were lynched. Some of our journalists were murdered. And here lies our beautiful, she was a freedom writing journalist. And what happened here at Tops is not the end. It is not the end. When the devil's acts are not the end. We're here to celebrate a life. But I just want to say in front of the massive family, Barbara, Warren, to the Massey family, God has blessed you. God has blessed us. The question now is, what are we going to do? Come on, Buffalo. What are we going to do? Come on, America. One of the things I want to say to the mayor, in the mayor's presence, I'm so thankful to God that in our anger, that in our pain, that in our suffering, we didn't decide to destroy our own community. Buffalo is a different place. I want the rest of America to learn from Buffalo, to learn from Captain Manson. This is an African queen. We are an African people. It's in our tradition that one who is taken from us, whether we're in Africa or here in America, it's in our tradition to pay our respects. But the greatest way we can pay our respects to Catherine Massey is to keep her spirit alive, keep her journalism alive. A friend of mine, James Baldwin, used to tell me, Ben, the pen is mightier than the sword. That's right. Who's going to pick up Captain Massey's pen? Who's going to write not only for the Challenger and the Criterion, but for all of our newspapers? Who's going to write the truth? This kente cloth is more than a symbol. We've come through a lot as a people. And I'm just so thankful. And I said to the mayor, I said to Pastor Boston, I'm here today for the funeral on behalf of the NNPA, the National Newspaper Publishers Association. I'm coming back to Buffalo. There's something going on in this city. This zip code, the east side of Buffalo. America, not only does Buffalo need a healing, but America needs a healing. Racism, white supremacy, all this hatred. God created all of us. We're all part of one human family. And nobody but the devil will have us to turn on each other because of our skin color, or because of our ethnic heritage, or because of our religion, or because of our socioeconomic circumstance.
I'm not the eulogist. I'm going to sit down. I just want to say that I thank God for Catherine Massey. I thank God for Catherine Massey. I thank God for Catherine Massey.
I want you all to stay in prayer right now. The nephews are coming. And this is... No, you can be seated. I want you to stay in prayer. Amen. So, I like to call this my crew. So when something ain't right on Cherry Street, I call my boys and they coming to get me. So let me say, we want to keep them in prayer as they come down and try to express their feelings towards the aunties. Is that all right? Say amen with me and God bless.
Right, hey everybody. My name is Demetrius Massey. Cat is my aunt. And so much more. So I wrote a few words. Here we go. My Cat was an extraordinary woman, a visionary, a saint amongst sinners. You always hear that nobody's perfect and without flaw. But when the Lord made Cat, he made her the exception to his rule. Words can't express the pain and utter disbelief of knowing I'll never see that smile or hear some of my favorite sayings or hear some of... You know I got it. Or hear some... Harambe! Well, there you go, man. Words can't express the pain and utter disbelief of knowing I'll never see that smile or hear some of my favorite sayings at first. You don't know? I'm Kate's nasty daughter. Or during the summertime while outside doing yard work, she'd let us know it's time for them to get a taste of the bubbly. Oh, I was the dumbest box. Yep. Man, she let us know it's time for him to get a taste of the bubbly or the flavor of the day, which meant the bees were about to get sprayed inside. Only by thinking about that and like some other kind of spray in gives me some sort of comfort and strength to carry on. That being said, say hi to Grandma, Granddad, and Angel. Love you now until the end of time. Long live the Cat. Harambe!
I'm Cat's oldest nephew. My name is Damone. And I lost my speech on my way here, which Cat would understand because she know that I forget a lot of stuff. But the first thing I wanted to say was, we praise Harambe. That means stay together. And that's what Cat always taught us, was Harambe. See, it's different. Where we came from, Harambe was just a greeting, but man, I mean, every time that Cat would walk past, we would say Harambe. Cat would sit down, we would say Harambe. And the beautiful thing about Cat was that Cat was larger than life. See, to me, I cried, man, like all night trying to figure out what to write about my Cat. And I said, well, I just thought about the initials, K-A-T. And I said, man, how could I remember Cat if the whole world could remember Cat? And one thing about it was that her heart showed everything by the way she treated all of us. Cat would go to hospitals, hospices, and she would call on the phone. And she would say, how many people there are over there that need something? How many people are sick? And if you didn't answer, she'd have to meet you, drive her up there to find out how many people was in. And she would go ahead and she would buy clothes, toiletries. If you was in the waiting room, she would get you a microwave for the people, or she would get you coffee. Cat would do anything for anybody outside her family, just as well as her family. And words can express how big her heart truly was. One of my biggest things that I like to remember is, you know, you couldn't outwit Cat. So I would always try to just get into some type of conflict with her just to see what she would say. And One of my biggest things was, as I said, Pat, because you got all this beautiful property and you're growing all these flowers and trees. I said, well, why don't we grow us a tree? And Pat said, you know what, Damone? That's a very good idea. And she said, Damone, and I said, well, what, Pat? She said, I even got the name of the weed. I said, well, what you call it? Triple Black Canada Best. And I thought she was being real. I mean, I little females, I know you about to be rich. She was only 20. But I just wanted to say I love my high cat. I want to thank Pastor Bostic and First Lady. I want to thank Reverend Poor. I want to thank the community. I want to thank all of you. God bless all of y'all. Thank you for what you did for my aunt. Thank you for remembering her. And we're going to drop the mic now because we ain't got nothing to say about Pat. You already know who she is. Have a blessed day, y'all.
God forgive me, I'm thinking about that triple black. Hey, you know. Listen, let's move on. Acknowledgements and condolences from Chris Brown. Amen. Oh, he's coming now. Amen.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Presiding Church. I just wanted to say, before I read off a few names, that the family is extremely grateful and thankful for everyone in this congregation today, everyone who couldn't make it today, everyone who's called, left cards. Know that each and every one of you are going to get reached out to individually, but the amount of love the cat had and the amount of love that came back to her, I can't nearly name up all the names, so bear with me, but you will be reached out to if you don't hear it today. So, first of all, Blue Cross Blue Shield family, I know that you guys made a big noise earlier. Thank you again. Just a few names from that organization. Debbie Jones, Karen Allen, Deborah Leonard, Princess Leonard, Mommy Pratchett, Deborah Pratchett, Sabrina Pratchett, and we have Sharon Kelly and Kim Ramos. And then I know there's countless number of people at Blue Cross Blue Shield, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Sharon Belt Cotton. We have Betty King Grant. We just have a host of other organizations. So you have Catholic Health, you have Fusion Pharmacy, you have Oral Pharmacy, Medical Billing, Home Response, House of Mercy Church. You also have the Fruit Belt Advisory Board. We spoke a little bit earlier, so thank you, Denise Barr, and all the rest of the Fruit Belt Advisory Board. We have the O'Shea Children's Hospital, the Labor Management Initiative, and Niagara Kensington OBGYN Clinic. We also like to say thank you to Philip Love for planting that tree. We have Michael Hill, Reverend Toon, Reverend Boyd, the National Action Network. Reverend Denise Walden, we have Catherine Pope, and just any and everybody who brought food, stopped by, saved condolences. And we just appreciate you so much. Everybody's here today, thank you so much. And again, we will reach out to you individually as a family. We'll all talk soon. Thanks.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Miss Sonia Peoples is coming to read our obituary. And then immediately after her, another musical selection by, say that last name, Embry? Embry. Miss Tiffany Embry will come following her. Amen.
Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good afternoon, actually. I'm sorry. Good afternoon. I was told to read this bio that, well, her obituary that she wrote. So as I'm reading it, oh my goodness, it takes a strong woman. It takes a woman to be able to sit and write word by word and remember everything. a lot of us don't do that. A lot of us say, oh, we can't do the obituary. But she took time in 2012 to write this so that y'all would know a little bit about her. Not everything, but just a little bit about her. Catherine Cat Massey was born on July 30th, 1949, to Robert and Katie Massey. She was the oldest of five children. Robert Jr., Barbara, Warren, and Patty. She attended East High School, and she received her business diploma from Bryan and Stratton. Kat retired from Blue Cross and Blue Shield in 2011 after 40 years of employment. Her last position was in communications department as she documented processor. She was dedicated member of the Office and Professional Employees International Union and co-editor with Patty of the union's newspaper, the 212. For many years, she was a proud usher at Mount Eric, the retirement. She volunteered with the Black Club Department located in City Hall. In the late 80s, Kat created the Cherry Street Black Club as she needed to add weight to her advocacy letters. A major problem was continuously overgrown area behind the Department of Transportation fence. At the beginning of the street, the particular rusted railings, she designated as the Black Club president. She designed a letterhead and sent the letter to Governor Mario Cuomo asking for his assistance. The secret was that she was the only member. Some years later, it became a bona fide registered block club, a see and do entity. As a result of the Albany letter, the DOT made a shortfall proposal. That is, they would sand the railings, supply the paint for the block club to paint them. As always, the immediate family extended the Cherry Street family support cat and the painting effort. They got it done. Kat's longtime dream was to have the street span lined with beautiful flowers and to have the one triangle, really several city lots, at the Jefferson Avenue end fence lifted. In 2000, the DOT revealed the potential beautification project to address the ugly railings and for landscaping along them. She and Mrs. Ware of the Friendly Fruit Belt Block Club were sent to give input by the council members. Not being shy, Kat whipped out that piece of African tinted cloth, and the first meeting, she asked, at least if colors could be incorporated into the cement for the project. The material became inspiration for the replacement rails, thanks to DOT's Mike Christner research and support. As a secretary, mainly through the use of creative correspondence and basic people skills, interaction, Kat made it her relentless mission to keep the project on the burner. The joyous 2011 outcome was the African sign and descriptive wording that appeared on the concrete. Also included the professional redo of the triangle with pavers shaped like one of the signs and reference signs, boards explaining the original of Kinte, etc. Kat did not hesitate from being a committee of one. Once she picked her landlord's resident for the lack of heat in her apartment, she chose a corner across from the Main Place Mall, holding up her Obama sign as one woman election day effort to get votes for him. One of her proudest moments and time when she nearly got cold feet was her appearance as Miss Broccoli, her invention, at the health assembly at the Dr. Lydia T. Wright School. Her rented broccoli costume was customized by sunglasses and leopard glasses. She performed the rap song written for her for the occasion. She often said she was a single parent of 35,000 adopted children attending Buffalo Public Schools. Kat was upbeat, people person with well-used smile. She was not an in-the-box individual. Her home unusually decorations, such as a Night in the Armor demonstration. And oh yes, she didn't mind expressing her opinions in the newspaper, the editorials, at the school boards, at the community meetings, at the BCBS, in the barbershop, at the bus stop, at the train station, via online, or wherever. The footprint of Kat's love service and memories indelible, etched in the hearts of her brother, Warren Massey, Wanda Willis, her sister, Barbara Mass, Jerry Henson, sister-in-law Debbie Massey, two nieces, Adrian Massey and Jim LaPuma, and Dawn Massey, four nephews, Damone Matz, Jamila Matthews, Damian Matz, Darrell Massey, Nikki Garrison, and Demetrius Massey, and Desiree Massey. 10 great nephews, 4 great nieces, 1 great great niece, and 2 aunts, Betsy Young and Elizabeth Frazier. Her cousin slash sister, Teresa Brown and Leroy Brown, and a host of other relatives and friends. She was preceded in her death by her parents and siblings, Robert Jr. and Patty. Peace and smiles. And hurrah! All together.
Amen. God bless you. We've been in place of where we need to be. Listen, I want to thank Brother Chris Brown, who came right before the purge reading the obituary. He did a marvelous job. There were so many cards and so many solutions or resolutions to be given that we could not do them all at this time. And so we just wanted to say thank you for those. The family will receive those. There was one last one, Miss Elverna Gitney. She's Reflections for Kat Massey, our community activist, but she is Fruit Belt Community Land Trust Incorporated. So we want to make sure we acknowledge her. And lastly, we acknowledge the local president of our NAACP, Pastor Mark Blue, has came and joined with us. And so we want to just acknowledge them and say God bless and thank you. Right now, right now, Our sister is coming to sing, and she's going to get us in the spirit. But right after her, Ms. DeMarco Wheeler will come right after her. And the next voice you will hear is the voice of our eulogist today, the Pastor Alice Cole. Amen. And he's going to come in his own way, but in such a way that good talk about the dead be lifted and bring life in our spirits from his word. Let's pray for him. Let's keep him lifted up. And again, let me thank you for your patience. And I never applaud the media. I rarely do. But let me just say, because y'all might do something crazy on bleep, but let me say this to you. The media is in the balcony. Let me say this. You all have been so very respectful today. Let this church and our community say thank you for right now. Thank you for what you know. Miss Embry is coming, and then Miss Wheeler.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.